Today we're going to talk about music therapy. It can help people relearn how to speak after a major trauma. It can also enhance memory, improve motor skills, or alleviate pain. Teresa Merrill is director of music therapy at Eastern Michigan University. Teresa, what's the definition of a music therapist?
We use music and the musical elements and music experiences. We create music experiences for people to help them move from one place to another therapeutically and to explore therapeutic change for themselves. Music is such a pervasive human experience that I think it has a lot of potential for therapy.
Why do you think it has such potential?
I think that we just really have to look back to the ways that music has evolved in humans as a society, but also the way that our bodies and our brains take in music and process it and use it, and the ways that we use music as people in society.
Give me some success stories. Give me some examples of how your clients were able to use music to overcome a tough challenge or experience.
I met a woman who was her roommate, her neighbor, was referred to music therapy. It was in the hospital. Most of my work has been done in hospitals. And when I met her for the first time, she was clearly vegetative. But when I began making music for her roommate, I noticed that her head stopped tossing around on the pillow, and she looked to the source of the music. It was incredible how this evolved. She, within 2 or 3 months, started mouthing the words to songs that she knew, and before long, she started producing sound again. It positively and absolutely changed her life.
So why did that happen?
It happened, I think, because of the way music is processed in the brain. It uses the whole brain. And so it may use the parts of the brain that don't involve the speech center. The brain that we learn now, of course, is amazingly plastic. It regenerates itself all the time. And music is one of these very global stimuli that actually uses all the brain. So I think what was happening for her was that she was building new pathways, although at the time in the early 80s, we didn't know that. But recent research indicates that that's exactly what's happening.
Tell me why you got started in music therapy.
I injured my back, I guess about the age of 29. My marriage failed, and my father died, all in a very short period of time. And at 29, I don't feel that I had really developed the resources to learn how to cope with that, so I became quite depressed. And I was able to get therapy and see a psychologist. And one of the really gifted things he did for me was to prescribe an hour at the piano every day. And while I was there, it was like all of the things that I couldn't say just poured into the music. The music comforted me. I actually get very emotional even thinking about how important that time was for me to be with music and to reconnect to that expressive capacity of music for healing. My psychologist said to me, he said, you know, have you ever heard of music therapy? And I said, no, not really. Really haven't heard of it. So I started to explore it a little bit and thought, gosh, this is just a synthesis of everything that has gone before in my life. But honestly, if I hadn't had those sort of tidal waves, catastrophic experiences, I don't know that I would have discovered it.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
My pleasure.
Teresa Merrill is director of music therapy at Eastern Michigan University. I'm Christina Shockley.